Hey friends, it's Jason S. Brecher and welcome back to Chats with Jason. Now, if day two of Funnel Hacking Live was the how, then day three was the why. It was the soul of Funnel Hacking Live 10 in so many ways. The day we remembered who we are, why we started, and what we owe the world. Today's solo episode isn't just a recap, it's a reset. I'm pulling back the curtain on the messages that shook me, the frameworks that elevated me, and the voices that reminded me that we are always one experience away from a breakthrough. So let's dive in. The day kicked off with Prince EA. Now, he's a viral sensation, perhaps you'd say a viral philosopher, a poet, and a conscious creator. If you haven't checked out his work, I'd absolutely recommend it. This guy knows his stuff. In fact, all the speakers were phenomenal. And one of the things that I loved about Funnel Hacking Live was that it wasn't your traditional corporate, super polished speaker. Now, there's a place for them. And as you know, I deliver keynote speeches on stages across the world for corporations, perhaps one that you've been to. But this event was very different because the speakers were speakers that you would absolutely consider booking for an event, whether it be for entrepreneurs or for a corporate audience. But I think the challenge is that most of them are so busy serving entrepreneurs and not your traditional Fortune 500 companies that they just aren't seen in those rooms. But they should absolutely be because their message and their insights are so powerful. And there wasn't a speaker throughout the event that I couldn't apply their lessons to a corporate setting. And I hope that as you've been watching my recaps on Funnel Hacking Live 10, that you've really been getting a sense that these insights aren't designed just for an entrepreneur or just for some info business or someone selling the next whey protein or the next diet hack. It's about everyone who wants to make a difference, to lead better, to build a better business. The size of your business, where you are today as a leader, doesn't matter. Absolutely every speaker that was on stage delivered insights that can help you. And I hope that these recaps are giving you an insight into the next steps to help you achieve the transformation you're looking for. So after that little tangent, let's get back to Prince EA. Now, he came to speak, obviously, but he really awoken the room. He reminded us that who you are is more important than what you do. And that landed really hard. You could hear the room just get a bit of a hush over it as people started to think about what that meant. Now, I'm not going to get political, but we definitely know political leaders where conversations more around who they are than what their job is, right? The same applies to all of us. We need to be congruent with who we are before we can deliver greatness through what we do. Now, if your business isn't growing, Prince EA's position is that your identity is broken and that you'll continue to sabotage your success. He gave us three powerful questions. What would I do if I knew I couldn't fail? Who do I need to become to receive what I desire? What am I allowing to define me that no longer serves me? And then he dropped this. The greatest prison is living a life based on others' expectations. Not a single thing about his presentation was about a funnel, but it was about freedom. Because when your identity leads your strategy, your business becomes unstoppable. Quite frankly, he said, if you're not proud of the person you're becoming while chasing success, it's time to stop. Audit your identity and rewrite the script. Because people don't buy products, they buy your energy. And your energy is shaped by who you believe you are. From Prince EA, we moved on to Stu McLaren. Now, Stu has been a guest on this show, Chats with Jason. I'd absolutely encourage you to check out the episode that I had with Stu. He delivered a masterful presentation around why memberships are one of the keys to driving your business. And he reminded us that building a recurring revenue business isn't about money, it's about a movement. He also reminded us that memberships are everywhere today, and our self-limiting beliefs could be the reason we haven't implemented one in our businesses. He said this phrase, when you're building a membership, you're building momentum for them and for you. He laid out a three-piece framework. Find a problem people want to solve every month. Now, this is the key. It's not a problem they want to solve once. It's a problem they want to solve every month. Serve progress, not perfection. So in a membership, it's not about trying to get people from zero to perfect, zero to hero overnight. It's about continuous improvement. Progress, not perfection. And then create connection, because community converts. So having like-minded people in the community sharing and engaging with each other not only will help build loyalty and retention for your membership, but it'll help people have progress. Your members have progress. Now, the one thing I loved about his presentation is that he gave example after example of people with niche memberships that weren't flashy but served consistently. He had one big warning for us, though, that if your business disappears for 30 days and no one notices, you don't have a business. You have a transactional machine. Memberships are the way to move from transaction to transformation to community to movement. We talk a lot in customer experience about loyalty. If we apply Stu's model, it's about delivering consistent transformation and emotional ownership. He reminded us that we shouldn't just chase lifetime value. We should earn it. We should serve members with simplicity, not overwhelm. Progress is the new perfection. And he closed out by saying that people don't cancel their memberships because of cost. They cancel it because of one of two things: a lack of results, also known as a lack of progress, or a lack of community. We then switched gears a little bit and we had Matt Donaldson join us. Now, Matt is a name that you may not have heard of, but he is an absolute gun. He is behind the online advertising buying and delivery for people like Russell Brunson, Tony Robbins, and everyone in between. He is a data-driven storyteller, in his own words. And he talked a lot in his presentation about tech, but he ultimately was reinforcing to us that you need to stop guessing. Guessing is the tax you pay for failure, for refusing to measure. So don't just put one ad up and turn it off, or think that it's going to work and just keep it going. Measure where people are dropping off. Measure each step of the journey so that you can run new ads, new targeting that deliver results. If you're spending money on ads but not using data to iterate, you're not marketing, you're gambling, he ultimately said. He really was reinforcing this need for measuring. And then he reminded us that the best funnel, the best product, the best service in the world needs feedback to grow. Simple, sharp, and a true message. It's why I always encourage every single customer of mine, in small ways and in big ways, to start measuring what your customers and employees are experiencing, share the stories, learn from it, and improve. That continuous improvement is the piece that will really make a difference in your business. Whether it's your Google Ads, whether it's the number of people that show up to your events, or whether it's the number of people that buy from you time and time again and refer you. So if your mind's not spinning already, imagine being in the room 4 hours in and we're still going, and the next speaker was Hala Taha. She's a self-described podcast queen and founder of Yap Media, Now, she broke down how she turned her young and profiting podcast into a business empire by creating once and multiplying everywhere. She encouraged us to do the same, and her framework was one long-form pillar product, so a podcast or a YouTube. Break each of those long-form content pieces into micro-content. So from a podcast that's 30 minutes, get about 30 clips, and then dominate multiple platforms. So use those clips across LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube Shorts. She calls it her authority amplification approach. And one thing that stuck to me from her presentation was, if you're not repurposing your content, you're robbing your future audience. Repurposing your content is a great way to get micro exposure to new audiences and build that repetition that leads to creating a following, creating a conversation. She also left us with this thought that you should start where you are. Don't overthink the platform. Just hit record, tell the story, then tell it again in five formats. You're already sitting on gold. You're just not sharing it enough. Now, the next speaker after Hala was someone that absolutely deserved a standing ovation. Now, I can't remember whether she got one, but I definitely in my belief she would have. And it was Dr. Sonia Stribling. Now, Sonia is a military vet. She's a millionaire coach and an absolute force. She shared such raw and personal stories about some of the biggest challenges in her life. But importantly, she reinforced that it doesn't matter where you are today or what's got you here, good, bad, and otherwise, to this point today, but you can harness it and go forward with power and force and absolute purpose. Her clear message was this: your voice is your superpower, but only if you stop muting it. Her silent success killers hit hard for most people in the room. Number one, doubt. Doubt's never going to help you have a superpower. Doubt's never going to help you achieve what you're wanting to achieve. Comparison. Stop comparing yourself to the person down the road, the other person in your field. That's not going to help you be the best version of you. And guilt from past success or failure. She asked, what are you tolerating that's slowing your rise? Then she gave us her three-stage system. First of all, clarity on what you want and what you won't accept anymore. In my book, It's All About CEX, I share a quote from a colleague where he said, the standard you walk past is the standard you accept. In Sonia's words, clarity on what you won't and what you want and what you won't accept anymore. So if you're doing something and you're not turning up as a pro, that's the standard you're accepting. That's the standard you're walking past. Stop accepting it and start doing what you want to the level that you want. Confidence from doing the things even when we're scared. And cash, the byproduct of alignment, not hustle. Dr. Sonia is really a walking redefinition of power. And when she said, you're not stuck, you're just scared to outgrow your last version, it felt like a mirror was being held up to every entrepreneur in the world. So let me say it to you again. You're not stuck. You're just scared to outgrow your last version. Power isn't found. It's reclaimed. Stop borrowing your belief from others. Own it, voice it, and then, of course, monetize it. To close out the day, Russell Brunson came back to stage, but with a guest panel featuring some firepower like Pedro Addo, Myron Galdron, Annie Grays, Steve J. Larson. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Myron Galdron. When Myron spoke, you could feel the room shift. And Myron is a master of wealth mindset, I should say. And he believes that money is spiritual, that the marketplace is the most spiritual place you'll ever enter. He explained that sales isn't manipulation, it's service. You might have seen that viral video, you know, where people are saying selling is service. It's the first thing that popped into my head when he said it. But the statement he made that really sends home that point that sales isn't manipulation, it's service, is that if you know your offer can solve someone's problem and you don't offer it, that's being selfish. Because if what you're selling actually delivers the transformation that you promise it is, then you're serving that person and that need. He also reminded us that price is never the problem. It's perceived value and personal certainty. And that landed deep. The biggest sales objection is the one you haven't overcome. And he said in closing that if you want to close more, start by closing the gap between who you are and who you say you are. Confidence converts, congruency sustains. How often do we think that we just need a new sales tactic? And here he is challenging us, close the gap, not between our offer and the price, but between who we are and who we say you are. Confidence converts, congruency sustains. And my takeaway around this, and the reason I attend so many events, is to be the version of ourselves that serves our customers and serves our desires the best, demands us to constantly pour into ourselves, to constantly to grow. And through that, we build more congruency. We get more confidence. So as you can see, day three wasn't just about learning. It was about unlearning in many respects. It was about peeling off the layers of fear, false identity, and small thinking. Prince EA reminded us that success without self is sabotage. Stu showed us how to build recurring revenue around real connection, serving progress, not perfection. Dr. Sonia reignited our inner fire, and Myron reminded us that selling is spiritual. And me, I came to Funnel Hacking Live thinking I'd fill my notebook, but I left day three feeling like I had rewritten my blueprint. Let us pause just there and hear a little bit about Funnel Hacking Live from one of the other attendees at the event. Joining us now is Sonia, who also attended Funnel Hacking Live 2025. Sonia, was this your first Funnel Hacking Live?
Thanks for having me, Jason. Yeah, it was my first ever, and I guess the last one ever in this format.
So first one ever, what got you there?
So part of the work that I do is at a coaching institute, and my mentor, who's the master coach there, he sent me to the conference because he wanted me to learn everything there is to do about funnels and YouTube and podcasts so we can do that to promote our coaching.
Ah, fantastic. So before we dive into who you saw at Funnel Hacking Live and thought was, you know, remarkable and gave you some great takeaways, I'm wondering if you could share with the audience what it is that you do day to day and how they could connect and follow your work.
Yeah, for sure. So part of what I do is I'm a copywriter. So I work primarily B2B, creating SEO, blog articles, website copy, everything you need to both tell a story and attract traffic to your site, lots of interviews, editorials. And then another part of what I do is I'm an exponential coach. So it's life coaching. We use the trademarked method, metacognitive programming. So I work at the Institute of Metacognitive Programming. It's a Canadian organization. And we work with both businesses and clients to rewire their thinking, change their mindsets, let go of those limiting beliefs that we've heard a lot about at FHL. So you can actually put all those great tactics into motion, into action, and change your life.
Sounds like you're a very busy person with those two very distinct areas that you work in. We'll put links in the comments below so that people can follow you. But getting back to Funnel Hacking Live, other than Russell Brunson, which speaker stood out to you the most and what was the key message that you took away?
Honestly, that's a hard question. I will say I really appreciated the diversity of speakers and how there was both very tactical, here's what you need to do speakers, and then also more motivational on that mindset and perspective side. I think the biggest one was obviously Tony Robbins, but getting more into the weeds of things, I really appreciated how Kala Taha shared about podcasts. I really appreciated the transparency into ads and revenue numbers and having a young woman on stage share so openly about her business and what's actually happening under the hood, I really appreciated that level of detail. And in the similar vein, Matt Donaldson, who does paid ads for Russell and for Tony and for Matthew McConaughey, I really appreciated how he said, here's how to lower your cost per lead. Here's what to do with your ads. And I think the mindset and the perspectives are great, but we also really do need those little tidbits sometimes. So here's how to tweak your campaign that we may just not know, but him coming in with his 20, 30 years of experience, he was able to share that.
Yeah, you really draw out, I think, an important point about the event. There was such a diverse range of speakers, and I'm not just talking male, female, or any other sort of diversity label that you want to use. It was everything from someone speaking around, this is tactically what I do to get the cheapest possible ads, to someone like Tony Robbins, who was, I would say, was still very grounded in business, but much more about our energy and our mindset than perhaps someone talking about how to get cheap ads. You're based in Canada. The event was in Las Vegas. Two questions. What was the person that you met that traveled the furthest at the event? And depending on where you came from at the time, I'm guessing it was a 5-hour flight, something like that, to Vegas. What made you hop on a 5-hour flight to go to a multi-day event that was jam-packed with speakers about sales and marketing?
Yeah, for sure. So the first question, who came the farthest? That's an interesting one, because I met someone who came from Argentina and they flew for 20 hours. They had to go all the way to New York and then backtrack down, even though they're still in the same hemisphere. But then I met someone who came from Dubai and their time was like a 12-hour difference and they had a hell of a time adjusting. And then I think you came from Australia, Ro.
Yeah.
It was just so many corners of the world and time zones. So I don't even know which one is further by distance or by hours, but I was so impressed that people came from those countries, from Switzerland, I think, from Thailand. It was just so cool that Russell brought all those people together. And what made me hop on a flight, it was not such a long flight as probably you've had. The appeal of warmer weather was definitely there, even though we did get the rain day that they didn't have for 270 days and happened when we were there. The ability to see something new, haven't traveled much around the States, because my teacher said, hey, you're going to this thing. So I said, okay, I'm going to this thing.
Yeah, we're pretty good reason to be there. So before I let you go today, what would you say was the one thing that you've implemented since you've left the event?
Yeah, so I did share all the insights with my team from what we've learned. But I think the biggest takeaway for me was that it's not enough to do one perfect webinar and put all of your like bets on this one event to then get all your offers sold. Like you need to do 50, 60 of these events. So I think for me, it just took a lot of pressure off. Okay, this event we're doing is just one event and there's going to be so many more events after that. Really implementing that and betting more on consistency rather than one super peak effort that doesn't repeat again.
Yeah, that reminds me of something that I can't remember who said it. It might have been Tony, that you don't have a consistency problem. You're just consistent at the wrong thing. And reminded me as well that it's important that the next webinar doesn't have to be the perfect webinar. Sonia, thanks so much for joining us today and sharing your thoughts on Funnel Hacking Live. I'm sure we'll stay in touch. And of course, we'll put those links to your work down below so our audience can reach out if they're interested.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
If you're listening to this episode, it means you care about your growth, your impact, your legacy. So I'll leave you with this. The future doesn't belong to the smartest or the loudest. It belongs to the most aligned. Transform the experience. Transform your business. And until next time, stay brave, stay bold, and stay legendary.